Hello, everyone. This is Steve Siebold back with publicspeakersblog.com. I just got a call from a woman, a female speaker in Canada, and she was applying to our $1 million speaker club, and she spoke with our president of our club, and then she finally called me and she said, look, here's my question. Here's what I spoke with the president of the club about, and here's what I want to know. And I was just shocked when she said this, and it encouraged me to, motivated me to do a blog post about this, because there's so much misconception in the professional speaking business. I've never seen a business with so many misconceptions. It's really fascinating to me. She said, I just have one question to ask you. In the $1 million speaker club, your president said that I was going to learn professional script writing and professional stage delivery. And I said, yes. And she said, is that all I'm going to learn in a whole year for the price you're asking for the $1 million speaker club? And I honestly almost burst out laughing. And I put my phone on mute before I did, and I held it back. And then I took the phone off mute and I said, are you asking me a serious question? I mean, do you know the scope and the magnitude of what it means to be a professional script writer and a professional deliverer of content? I mean, of stories, of entertainment, of all the things that speakers do. Do you know what that's worth? Do you know how many people in the world can actually do that and get paid to do it? And she said, well, it seems like for the amount of money you're charging me, I would learn a lot more. And I just sort of stopped in my tracks, and I finally got it. She has no idea what she's talking about. And I felt a little bad for her. And so I just sort of talked to her a little bit. I didn't really go into it. And I really kind of discouraged her from joining the $1 million speaker club, because I don't think she gets it. And this is not for her. So, but anyway, I became very motivated to do this post, because I just want to, I know we have a lot of different people that listen to this blog, that some are 6- and 7-figure speakers, and some of you are new speakers, and a lot of you are struggling speakers, especially with this economy. And I just want to encourage you to study two things more than anything else as a professional speaker. I don't care what level you are. I don't care if you're making $500,000 a year. You need to study more about script writing as a speaker and script delivery, platform skills. Those two things are the holy grail. If there's a holy grail in professional speaking, those two things are the holy grail. Because the keynote speech, in my opinion, is the single greatest marketing tool ever invented. But that being said, the great keynote speech is the best, the ultimate marketing tool. If you give an average speech, you have a great marketing tool. If you give a great speech, you have a phenomenal marketing tool. So if you become a great script writer for the spoken word and a great deliverer, a great speaker, a great platform presenter, you have it made. You're one of few people in the entire world who can stand up and earn more money in an hour than most people make in a month, or sometimes 3 or 4 months, depending on your feet. It's not something most people understand in the professional speaking business. If they understood it, we wouldn't have most people, as Google said when they did their study, the average professional speaker is earning $21,000 a year. A year. That's the average professional speaker. Something's wrong with a business where the average person makes $21,000 a year when the average professional speaking fee is $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a speech right now for a keynote speech. That's the average fee. That's not for the top speakers, right? I'm talking non-celebrity speakers. Something is missing, and I think I know what it is. It's a focus and really honing in on professional script writing and professional delivery. Those two things are the holy grail of keynote speaking. If you know how to write professional entertainment and deliver professional entertainment combined with your unique interpretation of the concepts and the topic and your expertise that you talk about, you have the keys to the castle. You are probably one of very few people in the whole world that knows how to do that. Most speakers are saying marketing, marketing, marketing. We get calls at our company every day and people say, well, I'm already a great speaker. I just need the marketing. And then we see them speak and they're not really great speakers. They don't know really what they're doing up there, and that's really hurting them because they think they do, but they don't. Focus on script writing and script delivery. All the marketing stuff is important. Go to professionalspeakershow.com, professionalspeakershow.com, and learn all about the marketing. And then go back and start working on your vignettes, your stories, and your entertainment. Your ability to entertain a live audience with professional material is going to be the difference between you making it in the speaking business and not making it. I just wanted to say that because I think very few people really understand it. And the what's perpetuated more than anything else I've seen in the world of professional speaking is marketing, marketing, marketing. And if you don't have a great product to market, I wouldn't market it. Make sure you have a great product. How do you find out if you got a great product? Listen to someone who knows what they're talking about and who watches you speak and sees your scripts and reads your scripts and can tell you if it's worth anything. And that's probably the best advice I could give you. So something to think about. I look forward to your comments as always. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebold.